Welcome back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Dan Shoup joining me now, the head coach of the Jackson Heights girls. And, well, Jackson Heights out of the holiday break. A solid win on Tuesday against Moriamount Academy, 59-18 on the road. But, Coach, let's go back to just the break overall. I know you had a couple of weeks then to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit and get back in the gym and work on a few things. So, overall, how did your break go?
Oh, it went well. I mean, we definitely had the opportunity to work on some things. I got one of our players back that had kind of a tweaked knee, so got her back in the rotation. So, yeah, I was very pleased with how the break went. Had all the kids there over break, and so we made that commitment, that buy-in that you like to see your kids do over break, that want to accomplish some high goals.
Yeah, and you look back then at Tuesday night, it all went in to Moriamount Academy, and you come out with a 59-18 victory. So overall, I mean, your girls seem like they kind of clicked on all cylinders there on Tuesday. How nice was that for you to see the fact, you know, coming off the break, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get, but your girls still play at a pretty high level.
And that's true. I mean, coming off break, I mean, a lot of times that first game or two, you're kind of sluggish and things of that nature, especially with the type of tempo we like to play. But kudos to the kids. They played hard. They got the ball up and down the floor. And it looked pretty fluid for a game coming right off the break.
Yeah, and you look at just defensively what your girls have done now this year. They only give up 18 points there to Moore Hill, and before the break, only 22 to Jeff County North, and only 21 to Valley Falls the game before that. So the last three games, they haven't given up over 22 points. What are you seeing defensively from your girls right now?
Well, we've got a lot of experience on how we play on the defensive end. Really understand their roles pretty well. So when you got the kids, they've come back and know what you're expecting on the defensive end. I mean, they just continue to grow and get better. And again, we got experience there, which is always beneficial.
Now you look ahead here to Friday. You'll have McLeod coming to town. What do you look at here with this matchup now with the Bulldogs on Friday?
Well, they're a team that has gotten better here in the last year or two. They got some kids that are now are juniors and seniors. I think they got a player that hasn't played in a couple of years is back with them. That gives them a little bit of size. So they'll definitely be a team that will give us a game, and it should be a good test for us as we lead into the next couple of weeks, get into the midseason.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on this 6-0 start and that win over Moore Hill on Tuesday. Good luck against McLeod on Friday, and we'll talk to you here in a week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Dan Shoup, head coach of the Jackson Heights girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.